The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. All these Christians, I just love them. I love hearing the feedback. 1-877-807-9977. I was giving you the download as to when I was first asking the Lord for a wife and how I just kind of went to the Lord and said, this is what I want and this is what I want her to be and what she looks like. And, you know, I want her to be younger and I want her to be pure and I want her to be, you know, this and that and the other thing. And it was interesting. God was actually preparing me for my wife. And that's prayer. We might start out with a desire and the desire may be right, but in detail, it's at fault, and it needs to be corrected. And God will set the record straight. Because God is always looking to answer exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Why? Because that way He's glorified in what we ask for. But again, where does the desire come from? Right during the break, I just had shared with my wife, you know, the way I proposed to her. And I just thought it was, well, we'll lay to the candor of the people, honey. We'll just lay to their... We'll put it at their door and we'll just see how they respond to it. But I just thought it was really interesting because once I found my wife, well, this is how I actually proposed to her. So, honey, it's all yours.
Well, you know, I put this in a book called One Heart, Two. If you want to go to Sons of Liberty and go to the store, you can check this out because it has our whole testimony and story in there. But what was kind of cool is I was in acting and I've always loved movies and things like that. And so one day we were at the Mall of America. And we were at the Underground Water World, they called it at that time. Now it's something different. But Bradley said to me, he goes, well, I want to do something that you want to do today. What do you want to do? And I said, well, I want to go see this movie. And it was playing at this place by where I knew from growing up. And he said, okay. So we went in there. And Bradley wanted to sit in the front. And I don't like sitting in the front because you kind of extend your neck way too far back. But it's like, okay. So we were there. And then Tori was there, who's my stepson, who was obviously not my stepson at the time. But we were there. We were sitting in the front row. And Bradley kept getting up and leaving and coming back. And we're like, well, what's wrong with Dad? Did he have too much pop to drink or something? You know,
or maybe not enough.
Yeah, maybe not enough. But we were sitting there, and all of a sudden, the movie began to play. And a few minutes into it, it shut down. You know, sometimes movies have problems, whatever. And Bradley's like, what's going on? And I'm, you know, I'm whatever, and he's shut down. But he stands up, and he's like, what's going on? I'm like, sit down. It will be fine. You
well,
know?
I had to make it memorable.
Yes.
I had to make it so you'd never forget that day.
That's true. Yes. And, of course, I have never forgotten it. That's why I remember it to a detail. And so it's kind of like, you know, I'm thinking, well, geez, just relax a little bit. It'll come back on. But all of a sudden, he stands up, and he says in front of, you know, the whole audience of people coming to watch the film, he said, I'd like to ask my future wife, and I don't know why I did this, but I jumped up and I went to go meet you, and you proposed to me right there in front of regular people, just going to see a movie, all of a sudden it shut down. It was very memorable.
Yeah,
and I like to say, even too, for men looking for some ideas of what a true stallion is, you know, how to get this job done.
They really don't want to hear that. Stallion I am,
that's
of course.
True.
But,
I'll say it. You just keep quiet. That way you didn't say it, but I said it. So that's how you proposed, and our wedding was very unique. You know, we do a class and we go into schools and we talk to young ladies.
Well, what's interesting is what came out of our marriage, friends, just to show you how God's hand was in it once again. Well, me and my wife, the first thing that we had did is ask the Lord to fulfill His purpose in us being married. And little did we know that we would do 342 high schools in 24 states within a 10-year period.
That's right.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, what we've done is we've taken that into the schools, but it was very interesting as far as the ceremony goes for our wedding, because when we talk to young ladies in school, we say, you know, have fun with it. You're going to get married once in your lifetime. You don't have to do the traditional things that everyone else does. For example, Bradley and I, we wrote our own vows to each other. It was not, does this man take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, you know, which is fine if you want to do that. But the point is, make it unique. And Bradley mentioned that.
We wanted to break custom and make it ours.
Exactly. Yes. And that's what everyone should do. We knew of a couple that got married in their bare feet because that was their thing. You know, we knew a couple that got married in combat boots.
Who was in bare feet?
Ben.
Oh, okay. That's Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
From Walker, Minnesota. Oh, okay. A while ago.
That's a little weird. But,
yeah, well, you know, they're kind of
chilly,
flower childish.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
So that's kind of their thing, which
never
is fine.
Never take a bath, those kind of people.
Well, I don't know about that. Okay. Hopefully they took a bath.
Clothes weren't washed for like 3.5 months.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, we can stop right there.
Well, I kind of got the visual of hippies, but
right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, so my dad, who was a pastor at the time, married us.
Yep.
Bradley actually played the drums during our ceremony. So he was in his tuxedo playing the song Room with a Picture.
Which is out there, by the way. You can check that on Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. It's a video that we put together.
Yep. And tap on the store there. And, you know, Tori pulled down my niece Kaylee checking out, you know, rose petals and things.
Yeah.
I wrote you.
Honey, guys don't care about this stuff.
Okay, girls do. Girls are eating it up
that.
Right now. The guys like,
true.
Honey, just listen. Okay, this is for the females, the daughters of liberty right now.
We're being sympathetic, guys.
That's right. Okay. So, yeah, and then basically I wrote you a song and sang that too. But the point is, it was very unique, and also the Lord provided, because we did not have a lot of, you know, money. The Lord provided us with the finances that were needed to a T to pay for everything as well. So it was a very blessed time, and it's been blessed ever since.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you mean that?
Yes. I'm waiting for like music to start playing in the background, like, you know,
well, I could
flowery.
Sing, but
that's not
good. Okay,
I'm a
drummer, honey.
Right.
I'm a fighter, Adrian, right?
That's true.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Sure, no problem.
All right, thank you very much. Folks, Arthur Pink again said, listen, prayer is not intended to change God's purposes, nor is it to move him to fresh purposes. God has decreed that certain events shall come to pass through the means he has appointed for their accomplishment. Again, if he's the author of our faith, he'll be the finisher of our faith. That is how the Son of God is glorified. And again, what we do is we get off base, we get into these professed churches, these prosperity churches for the most part. They teach people to give them their money, say, you know, my name is Jimmy, 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 gimme, gimme, gimme. And the bottom line is, friends, that's not how it works. You know, money has nothing to do with it. You know, Jesus is the one that said, you know, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Yet we're hearing from preachers all across the country to give money to their their churches. And in the process, they're promising that God will hear them because they gave their money. Well, a lot of people can't give their money, yet God still answers their prayers. You know, so we got to put a balance to all of that stuff. And so anyways, we're talking about prayer here. Prayer is the way and means God has appointed for the communication of the blessing of goodness to his people. His desires, friends. His desires. Real prayer is communion with God so that there will be common thoughts between his mind and ours. What is needed is for him to fill our hearts with his thoughts, and then his desires will become our desires flowing back to him. That's right. From him, through him, and to him. Talking about real prayer. Prayer is not so much as an act as an attitude of dependency, a dependency upon God. Yes. When you have a need, who do you go to, friends? Does that affliction, does that grief, does that desire, does it lead you back to heaven? Because if it does, it's probably a good sign that God is the one that is fulfilling his desires through you. Because if God is the author of the desire, he's the only one that can fulfill the desire. I love that. Listen, I have benefited from my praying for others, but for my making an errand to God for them, I have gotten something for myself. It's better to give than receive, friends, talking about prayer. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you some more testimonials. 1-877-807-9977.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Modern War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Wow. Guys, again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. It's just at this point in today's Christianity that we find its greatest defect. There's little to nothing of the soldier element in it, the discipline, the self-denial. Listen, friends, spirit of hardship and determination that belong to the military life are so prominent in it that they are lacking in the Christianity. Yet the Christian life is warfare from beginning to the end. Oh my gosh! Wife, did you hear this? Listen, I'll say it again. E.M. Bounds said this. He said, it is just at this point in today's Christianity that we find its greatest defect. There is little to nothing of the soldier element in Christianity. Listen, the discipline, the self-denial, the spirit of hardship and the determination that belongeth to military life are so prominent in it are lacking in the Christianity. Yet the Christian life is warfare from the beginning to the end. Is that incredible? And this is what's missing, friends. You know, William Booth, founder of Salvation Army, he's the guy that's responsible for saying this. Listen carefully. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And yet when I look in scriptural, scripture, speaking of prayer, I see where the power of God dispossesses the works of the enemy. So if the enemy is not being dispossessed, but rather he's dispossessing the church or the professed church, you can see that the church is not praying. Because that's where it starts, is in prayer and vigilance. And yet, scripture tells us over and over, if we are to fight to win, we must pray much. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. So what are we missing? You know, here again, folks, it's a battle, not a game. From the moment they draw their first swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. And what a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church members appear to know of the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeed in getting to heaven, and receive the crown of life. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh and the devil will oppose their onward march and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer. Is that what we're seeing in America today? No, we see a lack of militancy in the church. And yet the church is called to be militant. The violent take it by force. And I'm not talking about the arm of the flesh to my communist friends out there. I'm talking about the power of the Spirit. The Lord says that He desires, He looks to and fro for those that He can show Himself strong on their behalf, like a David who set forth light. He brought judgment to establish what? Righteousness. You know, it's interesting. Scripture tells us that we're to keep the commandments of the Lord. And remember what David said? In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, Lord. To what? Get out of the carnality into the spirit. And then he goes on and he said, thy commandments are faithful. They wrongfully persecute me. You see that? Now we're understanding the distinction between hate and love. We're understanding the things of the spirit and the things of the flesh. I can give you, and I can go on with my story after story after story of answered prayers that only God could have answered. Friends, what God puts in you, no devil in hell can take it out of you. And I also want to make the distinction of those that have been born in the smoke. Those that have been born in the smoke don't know nothing of the fire. But those that have been born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke. We need to make distinction. You know, I had a guy tell me the other day, and I said this respectfully. He was talking about the Holy Ghost, and I said, yes, I understand. I can see in the Scriptures what the Holy Ghost does. David was a man after God's own heart, and yet he was a man of war. He's the one that said, Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me in Psalm 51. Isn't it interesting? The Holy Spirit is called the Comforter in Scripture. Comforter in Old English means to be pushed along in war. Spiritual warfare, to dispossess the enemy. And you know, the church in America today, what they're doing is they're just praying that the Lord's will be done. And it is being done. You want to know why it's being done? Because the church in their disobedience isn't keeping the commandments of the Lord. The Lord said, okay, if you don't want to keep my commandments, then I'll curse you. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings, therefore choose life. But folks, in the process of choosing life is the warfare. It's rolling forward Zion. Roll forward Zion. It's like pushing up a mountain. It is. But again, let me remind you what Martin Luther said. He said, prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance, but laying hold of His willingness. What is His willingness? His willingness is that we learn and take heed to what His Word commands us. And He teaches us a spiritual warfare. Man, if the church would get a hold of this, we could win the day. Pray, but yes, put your feet to your prayers. It's a work of faith and a labor of love. I'll show you my faith by my works. And by the way, friends, just to clear the air, I don't do what I do to get saved. I do what I do because I am saved. My gosh, when I look at the generals of old, listen to this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And you know what I get 24/7, friends? Bradley, you just really need to tone it down a little bit. You just need to tone it down a little bit. Man, you don't have to be so bold. You know, the Bible tells us that the Lord makes His righteous bold as lions. Bradley, but you're overly confident, and I see a tish of the flesh in there. No, strong confidence is given to those that fear the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. Let's talk about the character of God. Clouds and darkness are round about Him. Righteousness and judgment is the habitation of His throne. A fire goes before Him and burns up His enemies round about Him. Why? To enlighten the world, to make distinction between that which is good and that which is evil. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. You know, when you look at the faith chapter, which is Hebrews 11, we begin to just itemize and go through the specifics and the process. Remember, Joseph, he gets a dream. His own brothers turn on him, throw him in a pit without water. He gets accused of things his whole life that he never did. But at the end of his life, he was being prepared to what? Preserve his brothers, those that had actually committed the treachery atrocities that were committed against him. God raised him up to preserve those people that were violating him. The same way that Jesus Christ was crucified for what was the blood for? The propitiation of the sins of the world. You know, Scripture says that he came unto his own, but his own received him not. You want to talk about a smack in the face to the things of God? Or what about Moses? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season? Folks, I'm telling you what, I did an interview with Stan Monteith last night again. And we were going back and forth, and I'm telling you what, we were going back and forth and back and forth. But you know what was awesome about it? We were going the same direction. And he was talking about the things that are coming on America today. Yes! America is so confused, they're trying to figure out where God is at, and God is looking down saying, where's the church at? My word's right in front of you. There's the playbook. There's the blood-bought covenant right in front of your face. If you really wanted to know who I was, then open that book. I had a phone call today, friends. Oh, I'm sorry, I was going to make a point there. Deuteronomy 28 talks about 15 blessings and 55 curses. America's still stuck on the 15 blessings. They don't realize that the blessings overtake those that keep the commandments of the Lord, and not out of works, but out of love. How couldn't we serve God seeing what he did through Jesus Christ? Hey, friends, what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson. Hey, folks, did they just sit down and say, well, it's God's will? Nope. God picked them up and said, listen, this is what you're going to do, thou mighty man of valor, and I'm going to be with you. And the Lord turns around and says, hey, listen, I don't want to hear none of your smack. Just do what I tell you to do, and you're going to win the day. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And what is it that overcomes the world, says the Holy Ghost? Well, even our faith. And what does our faith do? Well, the faith of God overcomes this world to inherit all things. And what are all things? Well, let me tell you that Revelation, remember it was the Lord that said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church? Well, if he said it, guess what, friends? He meant it. I'm going to come back on this discourse, continue on this vein. At Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook or Bradley Dean on Facebook. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Check, 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 check. All right, check this out. William Gurnall. Furnish thyself with arguments from the promises to enforce thy prayers and make them prevalent with God. These promises are the ground of faith, and faith, when strengthened, will make thee fervent, and such fervency ever speeds and returns with victory out of the field of prayer. The mightier any is in the word, the more mighty he will be in prayer. Exactly right. I was going to say exacto. Yeah. Folks, I was just talking about the, we've been talking about prayer. And let me just kind of take you back a little bit, because I'm the drummer for a band called JunkyardProfit.com. JunkyardProfit.com, it's an international band. And I remember when I first got saved, I was in a rock and roll band. Well, actually, right before I got saved. And I remember going to a place called Guitar Center in Roseville, Minnesota. And what I did, friends, is I put down $100 on a brand new drum set. It was a chrome drum set. And it was really cheap. It was like, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 back then, which was a lot of money then and still is. And I remember putting down $100 down on it just to, you know, reserve it for me. And I remember in the process of that, I got to the point where I didn't want to play the club scene anymore. I didn't want to play drums anymore. Because I started to ask the Lord to show himself strong on my behalf by answering my prayers. And again, I wasn't led to this by man whatsoever. Well, I remember right when I started going through a broken process in my life, that God likes to bring you to nothing to show you who he is, to show you who you are not. And I remember I had a Christian band. This is probably about a 10-month breaking into the process of my conversion. And I remember a prophetic pastor had actually called me up to his pulpit, and he said, Bradley, he said, what's going to happen is you're going to do a three-day fast, and the Lord's going to answer you, and you're going to be in full-time ministry within a week. And I thought, okay, this is a timeline. Now, keep in mind, this is after 10 months of breaking me down to nothing and consecrating me down to nothing except me and him. By the way, that's where you find God. That's a good place to be. Despise not small beginnings. And what happened, it was probably 3 days later, I was out cutting grass, and I remember going up to a lady, and I cut her grass, and she was older, and I knew she didn't have a whole lot of money. And I said to her, ma'am, this one's on me today. I took care of it. And just keep in mind, if you were listening on Friday's show, and if you didn't listen to Friday's show, do the download on the podcast. You can check the story out about my truck, my beater truck, and how I wanted a white Ford. It was a junker. And then all of a sudden, I ended up in a white Ford, and it was a 94. It was a year old, so it was a brand new vehicle to me, but I had to work to pay it off. But it was the very one that I was asking for in purity of desire, not knowing that I was asking for the right thing, but I got the better thing, not the worst thing. And I remember cutting her grass, and I said to her, ma'am, this one's on me. And she walked up to me, and remember, she started crying. She was an older lady, so she was probably on fixed income. Now, keep in mind what the prophetic pastor said. You're going to be in full-time ministry within a week. Well, that very day, I was driving home, and this was right when I was in the process of getting saved. So the whole Christian world was brand new to me. And I remember I had a desire to go to a place in Minneapolis. It was a Christian rock club. And I knew that stuff was cheesy anyways, and I really didn't like it. They were a bunch of wannabe nerds for the most part. No offense if you're one of those wannabe nerds. And so what I did is I was driving down the street in North Minneapolis. I can tell you exactly where it was. It was right in the afternoon. I could bring you to the exact place today. And I remember I seen a little wad of cash because I didn't have any money to go to that Christian club that night because I didn't take that older woman's money. But I remember I stopped in the middle of North Minneapolis on the street. And I remember I seen a wad of money in the middle of the street. I got out. I picked up a wad of money, friends. And it was ones. I think there was like 16 or 17 bucks. I can't exactly remember the exact amount. But it was just enough money for me and my little boy to get into that Christian club that night. And I remember I started, it broke me because I thought, well, what is going on here? I ended up going to this Christian club, and I walked in, and I remember there's this guy, he was a great guitar player, second to none, literally he was. I was trying to figure out why he was wasting his talent in a basement winning all these Christian prizes for his Christian band. And I'm not cracking on Christians, friend, I'm just cracking on the lack thereof. And I remember this guitar player came up to me and he said, Bradley, I heard you got saved. And I said, well, I'm in the process. He said, I heard you played. Well, he goes, I've seen you play in the clubs before. He said, we need a drummer. I looked at him and I said, not a chance, dude. Don't want to play drums ever again in my life. Just don't want to do it. And I remember the bass player from his band came downstairs and said, hey, listen, we just got a new singer. He's a national dude from a band, so-and-so. Great singer. And I thought, why are you guys wasting your talent here? He comes down and he said, hey, Bradley, we need a drummer. And I said, well, I'm not the one. I was just adamantly set against doing it. All of a sudden, he brought me upstairs and I met the singer and I thought, cool, great, whatever. And then I get a phone call a couple days later and saying, Bradley, we need a drummer. I said, listen, bro, I'm not interested in playing drums. I did it for too long. I wasted my years. I gave them to the cruel one. I don't want to give them to him anymore. And he said, well, I still think it would be nice for you to at least try out. He said, we had a drummer from Washington actually try out, and he was a really good drummer, but he came back and he said to us, I'm not the one that's supposed to be your drummer. And he said, Bradley, I just got a good feeling about you. And I said, well, I'm glad you've got a good feeling because I don't. And to say that, friends, as time went on, I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I get another phone call from Todd. Just a couple days later, he was persistently on my trail. Bradley, you're the one. You're the one. You're the one. I said, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you bring the band over to my house in North Minneapolis and watch some of the videos of me playing in the club circuit? And they did just that. And they all came up. And guess what, friends? They all decided that I was the drummer, except me. And I looked at them and I said, hey, listen, guys. I just really don't have a desire to play drums again. I'm done. I've done it my whole life. Don't want to do it anymore. And I said, well, just do this for me. Just back off for one day. Give me a call tomorrow. So I get a phone call right away from the guitar player again. Says, Bradley, you're the one. We just know it. We all believe you're the guy. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I don't have a drum set anymore because I got rid of my drums. And I said, what I'll do is I'll go down to a place called Guitar Center, and if I can find a drum set for really cheap, I said, I'll try out with you guys. So a week and a half later, because I didn't play for a year and a half, friends. There was a year and a half window of just being broken and in process. So I quit, and God broke me down to build me up. So I went down to Guitar Center, and I seen this really cool drum set. And by the way, keep in mind, friends, I only had a lawn service where I had a 22-inch mower, and I had this old beater black truck. And when it started out, I literally pushed that 22-inch mower 10 blocks at a time up to a mile just to cut somebody's grass so I could eat that day. I kid you, negative. So I said I'd go to Guitar Center. I went down to Guitar Center. I priced out a drum set, having no money. And I picked out the baddest drum set. Youth Talk, that's really cool. Baddest drum set I could have found. Just saying. And I came back and I told the band, I said, listen, the drum set that I picked out was like $3,500. That's without cymbals. I have no idea where I'm going to get money. They said, well, hey, we got a drum set down there. Just come down and try it out. So I went down there. Sat down. The singer started to sing, and there was such an anointing in the room, I didn't even know what to say. It just dropped. It's like, okay, dude, a little talented there. What? And then the guitar player started to warm up. I thought, okay, I've been around the block, but these guys are bad. These guys are excellent musicians. The guitar player was second best unsigned guitar player in the nation. Which means he just didn't bite onto the bait with a major label. That's all it means. He didn't take the money, friends. He stayed faithful to God. Same thing with the singer. He had 5 number one hit songs nationwide. Wow. Cool. First time in my life I felt like, boy, am I going to be playing drums good enough to satisfy these people? So we went through a couple songs, still didn't think about it. They said, Bradley, well, if we practice for a little while, we're going to get this thing down. And I said, guys, I haven't committed to anything. Remember, I don't have any money and I don't have a drum set. And they said, well, we believe it's you. We believe it'll work itself out. So what I did is I went home the next day, and all of a sudden I get a phone call from a representative from Guitar Center. And he said, you were down here looking for a drum set. And I said, yeah. I said, I just priced one yesterday. It was a Black Tama Superstar. And I got the price here. He said, you know what? I got another drum set here. And he said, this drum set is the weirdest drum set. He said, there has been 7 different buyers for this drum set, but nobody will come through on the deal. He said, you know what I heard, said this representative, a guy came down 6 months ago, puts $100 down on this drum set, orders it, and never comes and picks it up. You know who the guy was 6 months previous that put the $100 down on that drum set, friends? It was me. I had no idea what God was processing. I remember when he said that to me, I hit the ground. I broke like a fat baby with a wet diaper on. There was no denying what was going on. 7 different buyers. 7 is the number that God uses to define holiness. I called up the band crying, and I said, guys, I think you're right. I think I'm the guy. I'll be right back to finish that story, friends. He is who he says he is, and he delights to show himself strong on the behalf of those that stay the course. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
LibertyRadio.com. I appreciate you listening to me today, friends. But it is the testimonies of Jesus Christ through my life where his son is glorified. And again, not without process, not without pain, not without suffering, grief, not without warfare. It just doesn't happen that way. And it can happen that way if God so chooses to do that. But when I think about just all, you know, I'm when I was preparing for the show today and thought, I just thought, well, Lord, you know, one of the things that's never hardly talked about is prayer, because people just look at that as a big drag. You know, oh, Jesus. Yes, but friends, when you get a hold of Jesus, I'll tell you what, he's not this wimpy little shepherd walking around smacking sheep on the backside with pink booties on. He's a lion of the tribe of Judah. He is a man of war. He's a man's man. He's the captain of our salvation. He is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. And boy, I'll tell you what, when he answers things in fulfilling of his own purposes, they are second to none. And there is no denying him when he answers. And as I've shared over the last couple hours, when God puts something into you, no devil in hell can take it out of you. And by the way, you don't have to try to convince anything to anybody when he answers prayers. Just tell him to watch your life. Just tell him to watch your life. But don't tell, when you tell them that, just tell them, but when you watch my life, expect to see the cross in my life. But also expect to see the answer at the end of the day. Because he always answers. Folks, we have done several videos nationwide. Junkyard Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, junkyardprophet.com. You can check out some of our videos. You can check out some of the videos that Stephanie was talking about. And you go to Sons of Liberty Radio, we'll post a couple of those videos in just a couple minutes for you. Our wedding video, so you can actually see it in living colors, being real to played out.
And you can see some of the videos that have gone over to, well, and the number exceeding 444 million homes worldwide, potentially. So God had a purpose, and just think about that. All of the high schools that I played in, I had the opportunity. And what's interesting is once I joined this band, did you know that we played a place in Minneapolis called Fine Line? We had five major record label offers, and we said no to every one of them. Let me tell you why we said no. Because it wasn't ours to give away. If God birthed that promise, it wasn't ours to give it to somebody else. It was His. We said no to the money, and we said yes to the schools and colleges across this country. Ever since then, well, go ahead and take a look at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to youcanruninternational.com. That's what we've done in high schools across the country. Youcanruninternational.com. And again, you can go to junkyardprofit.com, junkyardprofit.com. We got a guy, he's been on vacation for the last couple days here. He was on the radio 2 days ago. He just got his ears lowered. Looks like someone put a bowl on the top of his head. Oh, that would be the other
bowl.
Guy.
Not the bowl. Because I'm looking through the comic book and the stories that you're sharing, Bradley. I'm looking at Todd, the guitar player, and his wavy mullet. And I'm like, man, spot on. They got a perfect picture of it.
Yep.
But these stories that you told, I'm looking. It's on page 64. If any of you don't have the My War testimonial of Bradley Dean, I remember reading it before it was a comic book. It was just a little white book. And I can go right back to the place where I read it, and I read it in one sitting. I used to be a waiter, and I would work the overnights. By the way, I'm a terrible waiter. But people really liked talking to me. I just wasn't good at bringing the food. So I would bring them these testimony books, and I would just pass them out. I'd pass out gospel tracts, try to witness and preach the gospel and stuff like that. People would come back to me and say, I read that book. It was powerfully amazing.
Yeah.
And another lady said, I keep it on my nightstand, and I read it every night. Just because of the anointing that is in the testimony of Jesus Christ that you're talking about. I mean, I'm looking at this story here. God bless you, Bradley. God bless you. You said, I just didn't feel right taking her money. And then on the next comic strip here, it says, later that day, I was about a block away from home, and right there in the middle of the street was a wad of money.
Yep.
And it was got Brad picking up saying, no way.
You know what? That was enough money to get us into that Christian club.
Yeah.
To meet the band.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, one more point I need to make. Within 1 week.
Yeah.
It was 3 days later I was in full-time ministry.
Yeah, and that's
so that prophetic pastor nailed it.
You will be in ministry within a full-time week. It shows the mind bubble of you recalling what he had said to you.
Yeah, I just spent some time with that man yesterday, by the way. He just came back from California.
Amen.
God is faithful.
And
God is faithful.
I mean, not only does it capture Todd Bergen's stinking sweet mullet, but I see this persistency, okay? Because it explains what you're saying. It explains what you're saying because you're like, they're like, we think you're the one, Bradley. And you're like, yeah, well, I'm glad you think that because I don't.
Yep.
You know, it's like, I'm not looking for this. I'm not trying to find this. As a matter of fact, can you please just leave me alone?
Yep.
And here, picture after picture, Todd. Hey, Bradley, what are you doing musically? Bradley, we're looking for a drummer. I'm just not interested, Todd. The next thing, hey, Bradley, we're looking for a drummer, says the bass player to you. I'm not interested. Then Todd calls you in the next comic book. Again, this is a comic book.
You know how God said Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Jacob, Samuel, Samuel, so on and so forth?
Yep.
Moses, Moses. Well, I think in this particular situation, he had to say Bradley, Bradley probably 50 times.
And here it is. Here, I feel right about you, Bradley. Todd calls you.
Yep.
Listen, Todd, I do not have any money for a drum kit. But I'll tell you what, I will go to Guitar Center and price out a drum kit just to see what it will cost. It's like sometimes the persistency of people, when even they call here, I just emailed a guy who said he wants to get you on the show. I don't know who he is, don't know about his radio program, and I vet everything just to make sure we're working with the right people and things like that. And so, you know, people will say, well, can you please just check this out? And you're like, listen, I don't have time. Then the next day, will you please check this out? And then you start to see the persistence. You're like, okay, I'll tell you what, why don't you just leave it here and maybe I'll take a look at it. You still haven't let it absorb into your heart, but it's gotten a step closer, and you can just see that progression through the comic book. And then right here, Lord, that was my $100 when this guy's explaining the deal about somebody gave $100 for this kit.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was, but I'll sell it to you for half price. Seven buyers have fell through.
I remember when he said it to me, guys. It just dropped on me like a bomb. And literally, I literally just went up against the wall. I melted is what I did.
Yeah.
Because it was like there was no denying the hand of God at that point.
Yeah.
Because of the way the guy said this is the weirdest drum set. The weirdest drum set. Seven different buyers. And it was like, I remember Stripers, they used to use the number 777. And I thought, well, what is this about? And when he said it, I felt fell on the ground. I said, okay, dude. And he heard me crying. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't like, it wasn't that way. It was just like, okay, dude, got to go. I'm in a really cool place right now. Uh-huh. And I got to go. So I hung up and I called him back the next day, got together with the guy who had actually gave me a loan to buy the drum set. And then before I knew it, we were doing national openings for national bands. And then we played out one time. We got second best unsigned band to a band called POD, which is MTV's Darling. And again, what we did is we could have took on POD, but we said no to the money and we said yes to the school students across this country.
And over 340-plus public schools the band has played in.
Well, 50,000 CDs in Minneapolis
right along with that band. And on every CD comes the message, too. So you need to understand that this is about the message. And in this comic book, I encourage anybody who doesn't have this. I was in a place called Teen Challenge, and it was a place where you don't got nowhere else to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've kind of...
End of the road.
You've burnt your last bridge here, and this is where you're setting to think about it. And if you have anybody in your life that's in that position, I'm speaking not just jail, but detention center or treatment center or, hey, they're grounded. Throw them this comic book because they're not going to go anywhere. They're a captive audience. And when they read this book, they're going to read the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I can literally identify everything that I've read since a child where it was a living testimony. I remember once a nun came to eat at our house and she was talking about miracles of Christ. And there was such an anointing in the room because I was used to Roman Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just actions and things like that. So as I go through this, I'm remembering where I was at. And I encourage you folks, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We'll post the link on this. Also, Bradley Dean on Facebook. We also have a free testimonial, which is a little white book. It's not the comic book version. You want to get the comic version. But if you can't, get the white booklet, too. It's this story, and it's this testimony. It's the same anointing when you read it as when, Bradley, you're talking about it on the air right now.
Yeah.
You can find those both at our Facebook. And also on Bradley's Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. And then it continues on. It doesn't just stop with those wonderful stories.
You know, I think I want to interject here, too. Now, the blessing, what was the blessing for? The blessing was for the purpose of seeking and saving that which is lost. So when God blesses you with something, it's not for you to go hide out in a house somewhere and just, you know, absorb it. No. Absorb it. Be thankful to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. We bless your holy names. But use your holy name, but use that blessing for his purposes. That's why he gave it.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you know, that's going back to Martin Luther. He was a monk for some time trying to seek after God and just make himself holy and sit in his little square cell. No, it's about going to the world and reaching the world. And I encourage you folks, there's more materials than just this, but get the comic book. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out the store. Take a look at it. And if you want to be a part of delivering this testimony to people all over the country, through the airwaves, also through events, we had a couple folks earlier this week on about the events that we have coming up. Folks, this is Do Radio. We're going to do it. And we need your support to do it. So make a tax-deductible donation. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Like Bradley Dean on Facebook or the Sons of Liberty, find the link there, get the comic book or get the free testimonial book. We encourage you, get out there and sow your seed and spread the light. That's how we overcome darkness.
Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you on Monday. Check out the last week's podcast, friends. Download them, check it out. We've been talking about this incrementally, little by little, and let it be an impartation into your life for the purpose and glory of God. See ya.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of Religious Freedom Ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.